Fox and that, please, guy.
First, you know, the table doesn't lie, and Bournemouth, in my view, is the best, truly the best team in this league. They play great football, quick, with high pressure, with a lot of quality, with a lot of organization, and deserve to be in the Premier League. And we wish them all the success. And I'm sure if they will continue it this way, or they will success on also in the Premier League. In our side, I'll be honest, they play better than us, and they really deserve to win this game. And it was a good lesson for us how we need to how we need to play football, and how we need to play quick, how we need to press the opponent, and to do it next season. First, we need to keep our key players, and to add another 5-6 good players in. And upgrade some position, and it's really my target. And but we will see.
You said 5 or 6 players. How soon are those players likely to come in, do you think?
You know, it's not only my decision. We need to see about the financial condition and if we have the ability to bring him to our club. I hope that we'll have the budget and we'll have the best player that we can bring and in some position to upgrade the team, because I think that we really have a base, and on this base we need to upgrade some position, then we can go forward.
Are you confident you will keep hold of all those players? There's been more speculation this week about Joe.
You know, I'm not the president or the owner of the club. I cannot tell you 100% if not... be or not be, but I know that I really want Gomez to stay in the club, because I don't think now if Gomez will sign in another team in the Premier League or something like that, he will play. And now in his age, he needs to play and to improve. And he's not, he has a lot of gap or space to improve. He's not now, you know, a ready player, ready to be in the Premier League, but. I'm sure that he will stay, because he wants to play, and we are in our team. He will get the opportunity and the chance to play all the games and most of the game.
And Johan Gudmundsson as well.
Johan Gudmundsson have another year contract, and I know that the club offer him another years in the contract, and I hope that he will stay.
What about players leaving, Guy? Have you told players?
Yes. First, if some of the players will leave us, and of course some of the players will leave us, first we will speak about it officially, you know? And after that, first they need to know, after that, the media.
And have you made a recommendation to the owner that you would like 5 or 6 new players?
Of course, I say to the management that... First, we need to keep the key players, and second, we need to add some players and upgrade some players if we want to improve and to make a better season next year.
Are you identifying the players? Like you say, you need new players. Is it you choosing them, or is it the management?
It's together. It's me and the scout. And of course, if I'm not agree with one player, will not come. And also if I want some players and the scout doesn't agree, will not come. But when we have both of us agree that this is a good player and is fit for our financial term, we have chance to bring him.
So any players that come in will be a mutual agreement between you and the board?
Yes.
Have you identified a priority position, Guy, that you'd like to strengthen? Defence, midfield, attack?
I think we need to upgrade in each line of the field, on the striker, on the midfielder, and also in the defense. We are not a complete team, you know. We are not an excellent team. We are a good team, and I think the last 3 months, we need to be honest and to say that the players give everything. And last 3 months we did a great result, because 3 months ago we are in the relegation war and battle, and we finish it with 1 month, and last 2 months we are quiet, and we finish the season 12. That I think that is a proper that what we show last 3 months. We are not we don't show the level for the Premier League. We don't show the level for the you know, for the third division. We are in the middle, but if the club and me and want to improve, as I say, we need first to keep the key players and then to upgrade in some position.
What skills or lessons have you learned since being in the English football team?
First, that the English players, they have great mentality. They have great desire to success. And it's not a coincidence that most of the squad of the Bournemouth, most of them is the English player, because you know, I've been in the world and I saw some. I work with some country and different mentality, and I really say that the English player is the best. They are pure professional. They are pure professional. They don't need the coach to run. They don't need to coach to do some things. They have it in his blood, and they are great worker. And because of that, and it is the best place in the world to work with.